Now, I've got another clip for you that I would like to play, if and you don't mind. This is another false teacher who is, this is just really annoying. Once again.
You be the judge.
Why did he need to...
Now, just wait a second right there. That is the most annoying voice I've ever heard. I'm sorry. But that is... Sorry. But it's really hard to not be critical of these people who lead so many people astray and dupe them out of so much money.
Why did he need to be begotten or born?
Read your
because
Greek.
Because he became like we were, separated from God. Because he tasted spiritual death for every man. And his spirit and inner man went to hell in my place. Can't you see that? Physical death wouldn't remove your sins. He's tasted death for every man. He's talking about tasting spiritual death. Jesus is the first person that was ever born again. Why did his spirit need to be born again? Because it was estranged from God.
I am so sorry. This is a huge problem. That clip, oh boy, this is not going to time out right. That clip is 53 seconds long. We've only got 2 hours and 45 minutes to shine a light on all of the heresy you just heard. Unbelievable. How many lies can you pack into one 53-second clip?
You be the judge.
651-681-8255. Unbelievable. You dissect it. 651-681-8255.
Todd's being lazy.
Yeah, so there. 651-681-8255. Your calls and...
Why did he need to be begotten?
I'm going to take a break from that and just chew some glass instead. Back with your calls on Talk the Walk, AM 980 KKMS. More Spirited Talk Radio.
More fun than teaching junior high Sunday school. Talk the Walk with Todd Friel on AM 980 KKMS. Now available in THX. You be the judge.
Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS. More Spirited Talk Radio. What is wrong with this sermon? This is a 53-second clip, and I got to tell you something. There is more false teaching, more heretical doctrine. Virtually every sentence in this little presentation by Kenneth Copeland is false teaching slash heresy. It just plain is. Can you pick it out? It's just everywhere.
Why did he need to be begotten or born? Because... he became like we were, separated from God. Because he tasted spiritual death for every man. And his spirit and inner man went to hell in my place. Can't you see that? Physical death wouldn't remove your sins. He's tasted death for every man. He's talking about tasting spiritual death. Jesus is the first person that was ever born again. Why did his spirit need to be born again? Because it was estranged from God.
Oh my. Where do I begin? Here we go. Let's start here, shall we? Let's start with Colossians chapter 2, shall we? And this really should put an end to it. This is always the place to go. Don't try to rationalize it yourself. Don't operate based on feelings. Don't operate based on what you think might. Just run to the Bible and look for Bible verses like, Colossians 2 pretty much just takes care of the whole issue. Well, let's start with verse 8. This seems to, this just jumped out at me. Don't let anyone lead you astray with empty philosophy and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking. And from the evil powers of this world. That's what that is. That's from evil power. That isn't Christianity. That isn't even humanistic philosophy. That's just a different gospel altogether. Now, let's jump over to Colossians 2, verse 22. Wait a second. That's not right. Why? Okay, I'm sorry. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all our sins. He canceled the record that contained the charges against us. Let's see. So don't let anyone condemn you for what you... Oh, wait a second. Now I've lost my place. Wait a second. Oh, I'm sorry. No wonder why I'm having problems here. I'm in the wrong chapter. Don't you hate it when that happens? You just... Sorry about that. Let us go to chapter 1, verse 22. It's what I was looking for. actually, let's back up to verse 18. Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. He is the first of all who will rise from the dead, so he is first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ. Does that sound like he was separated from God? No, he is God in a human body. He can't be separated from God. He is God. And by God, by him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth. Get ready for this. By means of his suffering in hell, according to Ken Copeland? No. By means of his blood on the cross. This includes... You who were once so far away from God, you were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has brought you back as friends. He has done this through touring through hell and taking your punishment, not according to the Bible, through his death on the cross in his own human body. As a result, he has brought you into the very presence of God, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. End of story. End of this heretical clip that we've been playing for you from Ken Copeland. But just in case you think, well, it's probably better to have more than one Bible verse. Okay, fine, if you want to do it that way. Let's go on over to Hebrews chapter 9. Actually, you can read all of Hebrews chapter 9 and Hebrews chapter 10. We'll resolve this presentation that you just heard from him. Jesus Christ was the one-time sacrifice. That's why it is imperative that blood is shed. Blood is required for the forgiveness of sins. Not touring hell, blood. Hence the sacrificial system in the Old Testament. That's why bulls and lambs and goats that were sacrificed to God, because it required blood for the forgiveness of sins. This goes all the way back to Cain and Abel. Blood. God decided for the forgiveness of sins, blood needed to be shed. Not touring hell. And so it is in Hebrews chapter 9 and chapter 10. We hear about Jesus. 9:13. Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a young cow could cleanse people's bodies from ritual defilement. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our hearts. Not a trip through hell. Christ himself offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Not some horrible trip through hell. Jesus didn't suffer in hell. He toured hell. What he did there, well, it says it preached to the captives. That's a pretty challenging verse in 2 Peter 3. A little bit of a 1 Peter 3? 1 or 2 Peter 3? Kind of a 1 Peter 3. Challenging little verse. I'm sure it's... I got to go check now. It's 1 Peter 3, I think. Where it makes it very clear that Jesus Christ did a tour through hell, but he certainly did not go there to suffer. The Bible makes it very, very clear that his death on the cross was what he died once for all time. Well, in fact, here's 1 Peter 3:18. Christ also suffered when he died for our sins once for all time. He never sins, but he died for sinners that he might bring us safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the Spirit. So this ridiculous teaching of this man is so littered with heresy. Why? Why? What is he doing here? What is he up to? Where's he going with this? Remember the rule about a false teacher? Money. It's always about money. What is he up to here? Where's he going with this? Well, because you see, it calls into question, A, the divinity of God, and two, the ability for you to be God like yourself. See, this whole thing is about exchanging God for who he is to make you God, to give you authority, to give you ability to be God like. Why? So you can manifest your own prosperity. You can manifest your own destiny. You can create what it is that you want because you have the power to do that. It is a perversion of God's Holy Spirit dwelling in you with actually you being God-like in you. And so the idea consistently is to tear down the divinity of God, of Jesus Christ, and to elevate you to that position and to give you the authority to make things happen, to give you the power to give you what you are looking for. Okay, what else? His opening comment in this ridiculous little clip.
Why did he need to be begotten or born?
Okay, that to me, right there, a pastor who would ask that, I would say, who's getting up to supposedly present a radical new teaching, should at least do some work in the original language. Begotten is an interesting little word that we need to deal with. It's the unique one. He's the unique one of God. Not some created being, but he's the unique one of God. Not somebody that God zapped into existence in the past. No, he always existed. He was the unique one, but not created by God. And anybody who begins by asking a question like this, you pretty much should throw the baby and the bathwater out together.
Why did he need to be begotten?
He didn't. He just is. He just... What else did he say? He tasted spiritual death? No. He tasted physical death. We just read through all the verses. Colossians 1, 1 Peter 3, Hebrews 9, Hebrews 10. Physical death, the shedding of blood is what forgave the sins. He went to hell in my place? Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. 1 Peter 3:19. So he went and preached to the spirits in prison, those who disobeyed God long ago, when God waited patiently while Noah was building his boat. He didn't go to suffer in hell. He suffered death on the cross. And then when he says, why did Jesus' spirit need to be born again? Because he was estranged from God? Boy, oh boy, that is an unbelievable twist on John 3:5, I believe is where he's maybe taking that from, that you must be born again. It's a term that describes dying to the self and putting the old man to death and being resurrected by the Holy Spirit, not some perversion of Jesus' spirit dying because it was estranged from God. Again, as goofy and as twisted as all of it is, it goes right back to the same place. Money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. It ultimately, I bet if we kept going in this sermon, which I don't have the rest of, I will bet you that it all leads to you being elevated to a godlike status and you being able to create money. Well, here's another one who does the same thing.
When you say, I'm a Christian, you're saying, I am Mashiach in the Hebrew. I'm a little Messiah walking on earth, in other words.
That's Benny Hinn pulling the same tricks. Making us God. Speaking into creation what we want. What do we want? Money, honey.